Thank you, Mr. Chair. For my delegation's observations under the current agenda item, permit me to briefly reiterate some of our positions as background to the observations. India's views on the OEWG are recorded in the explanation of vote to UNGA Resolution 76231. India is, however, participating in the proceedings of the group substantively and constructively. We are encouraged that this OEWG will work on the basis of consensus and look forward to that spirit being upheld. We would like to emphasize that India supports the substantive consideration of prevention of arms race in outer space. We remain committed to the negotiation of a universally acceptable and multilaterally negotiated legally binding instrument on PAROS in the relevant forum. We would also like to reiterate that universal and non-discriminatory transparency and confidence-building measures can play a useful complementary role. However, they cannot substitute for legally binding instruments in this field, since non-binding norms need wide acceptance to be effective, their compliance may be less rigorous, and because monitoring compliance to these norms continues to remain a major challenge. In terms of the specific discussion under the current agenda item, Mr. Chair, my delegation believes that a comprehensive view should be taken about threats to the safety, sustainability, and security of outer space operations. We note that the discussions of this session of the OEWG are being formulated around the threats that arise from the possession of counter space capabilities. It is not our view that counter space systems are the only reason behind the challenges to safety, security, and sustainability of outer space. There are other challenges, and these too need reflection and elaboration. We believe that a selective focus on certain threats in comparison to others should be avoided. My delegation would also like to reiterate its concerns on subjectivity in the assessments and interpretation of space behaviors and the perception of threats, about who makes these assessments, about how these assessments are made, and about the application of such determinations. We also have concerns about the verification of space behavior using current technology and the access to relevant information and data. We feel that the elaboration of common understandings and criteria that are accepted and understood by all uniformly, identification of areas of agreement and divergence, and the means for unbiased assessments and determinations should be further discussed, including in this working group. My delegation would also like to draw your attention to the report of the GGE on TCBMs in 2013, particularly, as we have highlighted before, paras 34 and 35, which state the criteria for a TCBM. That is, it must be clear, practical, and proven, and it must be able to be effectively confirmed by other parties in its application. I thank you, Mr. Chair.